Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. It's almost like it's always about that.
It's always about that.
Ultimately, this week's episode, Allie and I divide the couch.
This week, my voice sounds weird.
Allie and I divide the couch because we're fighting, but we try really hard not to fight because this week is Allie's birthday.
I'm 103.
We talk about Allie's birthday. We talk about what jobs make you a hot guy. We talk about all kinds of different stuff. And we're so glad that you listened to this crazy, crazy show. Seriously, we're so thankful. We've got some announcements at the end about the P.O. Box, and I have a new project coming out that I want you all to see. Happy birthday, Allie. Please enjoy the episode.
Hit it, Grant.
Thank God we hit record and then caught that as the opening sentence.
I don't think I was talking to a mic, though.
That is like, it's so good.
What's the Olympics sound song? Is there an Olympics song? Is that not the song you walk down the aisle to?
No.
Oh. Sounds the same to me. Summer Olympics, hosted in Los Angeles, California. For the American team competing in compartmentalization, Allie Gibbs. The crowd goes wild. Because I'm so freaking good at it. Wow. And thank you, everyone. And the commentators would be like this. Oh, we're not worried about Allie. There's no one in any other country in the whole wide world who can compartmentalize like her. She's gonna bring home the gold for the good old US of A this year.
Allie Gibbs, leading the pack, holding the American flag this year. We're very honored to have her leading the troops. Of course, she's four-time gold medalist in compartmentalization. No one in the history of the sport has put up numbers like she has.
Me and LeBron, high five.
LeBron James, cut to LeBron James interview.
Yeah, man. There's no one greater than Allie Gibbs. She's the GOAT for real. Compartmentalization. Look, you throw something at her, something serious. Compartmentalization. Something serious at her. She'll never even know it happened, bro.
Yeah, bounce right off her forehead.
She'll literally live it and then not know that she lived it.
Period.
We're so thankful to have her here in what we assume will not be her final Olympics. She will continue to lead the charge in historic compartmentalization until the day she dies.
Please, please, sit down, sit down. So many came before me. So many women came before me.
That's true. Please. For real. For real.
I stand on the shoulders of the women that came before me. Bro. Pretending like nothing's wrong.
Bro, Florence Nightingale, compartmentalizing, for sure.
Every woman
out there being a nurse in World War II or one. One. World War I. Thank you, Grant. She's out there being a nurse in World War I. You think she didn't have to compartmentalize?
That would be so devastating because... Like
to be a nurse in World War One?
Yes.
Yes.
Let me continue.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Because with most of the things that go wrong in my life that feel like devastating, I can take a step back and be like, ultimately, this doesn't matter that much. It's just kind of affecting me. And I can work through it because I have the tools to work through it.
World War One.
World War One, I couldn't do that with.
No, are you trying to say World War One impacted more than just you?
Yeah, I presumably. In fact, it didn't really impact me that much at
no,
all.
No, not even one little bit.
So, in Florence Nightingale's case,
yeah,
she couldn't be like, well, whatever, in the big scheme of things, who cares? Because
it's big in the big scheme of things, you know? It is.
Or like at work, how we're always like, when we get really worked up at our job and we're like, we're not curing cancer. And it's like, someone is, though.
Cheer up, Florence, it's not a big deal. It's only happening to you. Florence, relax. Cheer up, Florence, it's not a big deal. Cheer up, Florence, it's only happening to you.
Not really, though, because these guys are out on a battlefield, I think.
No, Florence.
The whole world is sort of caving in on itself for real, not just mentally.
No, Florence.
It really seems like people are getting their legs blown off and shit.
No, Florence. I think you're just seeing that because you're a girl. I think you're only imagining that because you're a girl.
I think it's really bad.
No, cheer up, Florence, it's only happening in your head. Oh, Florence, it's only happening in your head.
Oh, Florence, it's only happening in my head.
And that's remember the story of how Florence Nightingale went insane.
Remember when World War One didn't actually happen? It was just Florence Nightingale's like psychosis.
Like psychosis. And she came back and she's like, you guys, I was a hero.
And everybody.
I saved everyone. Let's start the Red Cross.
And they just wrote articles and shit.
Start the Red Cross immediately. And everyone's like, okay, Florence.
Or you could take the attitude that Vanessa Hudgens did when COVID first hit, when she was on that live. And
she will
was
never
like,
live that down.
Of course not. She was on that live and she was like, aren't people going to die anyway?
She's like, I mean, I guess people are going to die and that's bad.
Wait, and then
do
she's
you
like,
guys?
Vanessa, yeah. If you're on a live and you're a celebrity finding yourself having to go, maybe don't.
Controversial opinion, maybe but don't say people the thing. Die? Doesn't everyone die anyway?
Everything okay with your headphones, Grant?
Your headphones, and I don't know.
What happened?
They're just my freaking fancy out ones. For a second. It's better
good?
Now.
They're good?
I don't know. Yeah, they're good. Okay. Do you remember that this is super niche, but do you remember that clip of that old doctor trying not to cough on live TV during
Fauci's announcements? It's an old doctor in the back trying his best not to cough in the midst of a global pandemic.
It was so funny.
I still, by the way, not to continue on with like global tragedies, but
let's keep them coming, bro.
I still to this day feel self-conscious to let out a little cough in public.
No, agree. I don't feel good about, was it just loose? Was it just loose?
I don't know what you're going to say. Headphones? I don't know what you're going to say, but I don't feel good, period.
No, agree. I don't feel good. I realized someone was coughing the other day, and maybe it's because I have a newborn. I won't talk about the kid. Maybe it's because I have a baby, but still coughing feels like go home.
I know, but the problem is sometimes.
If you're coughing, go home.
Sometimes you just have like a tickle in your throat, and maybe it's a tickle in your throat that happens a couple times a day, but you don't have like a cough.
A tickle in your throat that happens a couple times a day means you have a cough.
Okay, then I have that right now.
Okay, then don't
like,
be near me.
Every 4 hours or so, I'm
then
like
stay
this.
On your cushion. Stay on your cushion.
I am.
And,
I would
and be
never,
on your cushion.
I would never dream of going anywhere near your cushion.
Yeah, thank you.
Can I, you know what? By the time we're like really into this episode, we're going to have like, you know, in those TV shows when we were kids where siblings would be fighting and they'd like put a piece of tape through the middle
and they're like, this is your side, this is my side.
And that's your pillow. Half. What's your pillow doing? Actually, this is my pillow. What's my pillow doing taking
Get
up space
Get your pillow
in
off
your
of
half?
My half. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, here's the thing. Today, if you're listening to this the day it came out, today is October 8th. Yesterday, October 7. Lucky number 7 is Allie's birthday. So today is Allie's birthday episode.
What's the thing?
And your brother's got you a little treat.
What? You did?
We got you a little treat.
That's a real surprise.
We got you a little treat.
Guys,
open it up on camera and eat it.
It's a
food? Open it up on camera.
Oh my God.
Eat it.
Thank you. Does this come from Bottega? Bottega Veneta?
Yeah, Bottega Veneta. No, it's from Bodega gosh. Park.
Bodega Park.
Bodega Park, which is a good coffee
what
shop and
it?
Pastry place
a
near us.
Circling! Thank you, birthday, Brutus.
Happy birthday, treat. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, treat. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, treat. Happy birthday, little treat.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, of course. You have to eat and give them live reviews right now. Take a bite of each and give it a live review.
You know what? I would never do that to the listener because the sound of someone eating
well,
to
don't
me.
Well, don't do it on camera or don't do it on mic then.
Okay.
Put the mic
you
down.
Stay
take
on
a bite.
Mic and you narrate what I'm doing.
Okay. She's opening. Okay, well, you're doing it right above the mic. Here, let me take this. Let me take this real quick. There you go. She's opening it up for the listener. She's showing it to camera for the viewer. She's taking a little bite of the cinnamon little roll. How do we feel? Are we giving it? Can you give it a rating on how many out of 10 and then how many big booms does it get?
It's a 8.5 out of 10. It tastes like if Cinnamon Toast Crunch were a pastry. Whoa. It's so good. And so how many booms is good? Do you know?
I don't know, but I think at least...
Five! Boom! Boom!
Boom!
Boom!
Boom!
Boom!
Five big booms for the cinnamon one. Okay, let's speed this up because you're right that people don't want to hear me talking about you eating, and even the thought of you eating is probably terrible. So take a quick bite of this almond croissant. Almond croissant. Almond croissant. Almond croissant. Almond croissant. And what's our review on the almond croissant?
There's a little bit of orange flavor in it.
It's also yuzu. Forgot to mention that it's yuzu.
I knew there was some cinnamon.
And what's the rating on that? How many out of 10 and how many booms?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10? You're going to have to share that with the brothers.
10 out of 10. Five big booms. Boom, 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 boom.
Those were teeny booms, but I'll accept it.
They're big as I can go because... I'm a bit, I don't know, I'm not sick, but there's something wrong with my voice.
Okay, well, stay on your cushion. Your cushion is now covered in floof and now covered in shugs.
I have, like, my legs are, like, sugar covered, like one of those donuts, which is amazing and should be always.
Well, happy birthday. Do you want to say how old you are or no? Is that exciting to you or you don't care? Or how do you feel about being the age that you... Let me be a better podcast host and say... How do you feel turning another year older? Is there something unique about this year or no?
Yes, there is something unique about this year. Last year I turned 30 and that was like a really big birthday and that felt really emotional and like 30 so loaded, you know? And I felt like I wanted a really big party and a really big celebration and I got that. It was so fun. This is the first birthday of my life that I'm like, all right, well.
In what way?
Like, I'm not feeling like, oh, I hope my birthday's this, or I hope I'm that, or I hope I'm whatever. I'm just kind of like, oh, yeah, another birthday.
Another year older?
Another year older. Wah, wah.
Wow.
I don't feel sad or happy about it. I'm very appreciative to be alive, and I'm grateful to be here, and I feel proud of who I am at this age, and I feel proud of where my life is. But I don't feel terribly emotional about my birthday this year. 31 is like a kind of nothing age. In many ways, 31 is younger than 30.
Explain.
Well, 28's really old. Twenty-nine's really old. 30's really young. 31 is really young. 16 is old.
Sure.
20's young. Do you know what I mean?
17 is old.
17 is old. Like
40 is young.
40 is young or old.
No, 42 is old. 40 is young.
42 is old.
Yeah.
And then 60 is young.
Yep, 53, young.
I agree. So anyway, 31 is quite young and I have so much time to do something totally reckless.
36, old.
I hope I never turn 36. I hope I skip it. I don't want to die. I just skip to 37, I think.
Oh, can you do that? Like, you know how some, my friend Andy in middle school skipped seventh grade? Can you just skip a whole age?
Well, I would have, if that was possible, I would have chosen to skip 27.
Is there some sort of AP test you could take for the year of 31 that you're just like, let me take the 31 year AP test
I and think so I got can skip it.
To like 32?
I think I got 31.
I think I got the material down pat. It's like, had to get in my own car, have to make sure that everything's paid for.
And what do they?
Oh yeah, I guess that was my prompt, but I wasn't listening. What do they put what do they put on the 31 year old AP test?
The 31 year old AP test is like, hey, are you stretching? You got to make sure you're stretching.
Oh,
now.
Damn. You know what? I was just thinking that the other day. I was just like, I don't have stretching as a part of my regular routine, but I think that's something adults need to do.
Bro.
My lower back is shot.
Bro. I go to the gym. You need to go to the gym that I go to. The gym I go to is all people over 33, and we start that class with like a 6 minute big old stretch and warm it up.
The gym I go to is the opposite of that. The gym I go to is like your first cycle through, just consider it a warm up. Don't go so hard.
Meanwhile, everyone's on the ski erg like
I'm like tearing it up. Yeah. I'm tearing it up on the ski erg.
Okay. Do you have a topic you want to talk about? Do you have something you want to catch me up on this week?
The ski erg is my bitch.
There's some
ski erg. My bitch. Skierk always been my bitch. I go as fast as I can, and sometimes I can taste metal when I do it. I breathe really heavy through my nose because I used to breathe through my mouth, and I think that was what made me taste blood, but the skierk stays my bitch. I try to go 235 meters in 45 seconds, which, if you don't know anything about the skierk, that means it's my bitch. I can only go that hard like once, though, in a workout.
Yeah, the ski erg is like something that unlocks a version of you that I don't see in many other settings.
And I don't feel that way on the rower. I don't feel that way on the bikes. The ski erg, I'm like, okay,
something triggers.
It's time to go, I guess.
It sets something off in you.
Because I think I've figured out how to do the ski erg such that I can use my entire body to do it. And now I wouldn't like describe myself as a really competitive person. But there are certain things that I get like mad competitive with. And the ski erg is one of them. I'm competitive with myself.
Yeah.
Well, I used to be competitive with you.
Yeah, but now I don't go to the same gym as you.
So now I'm competitive with myself, and I've never been able to get more than 240 meters in a 45-second increment.
Let us highly recommend, if you're trying to get in shape, go to the same gym as your older brother, because you will try to outwork that
I'm
person.
I'm going crazy. If,
and
I've never
go
worked
to
out
the same gym
life.
As your little sister. Because if your little sister is about to put up numbers on that ski erg, you're about to put up numbers on that
on
ski erg.
I was on his tail, bro.
Oh.
He's how many inches taller than me? And I was up on his tail, dude.
Don't say I was up on his tail.
I'm just
on
saying.
The internet. Thank
I'm just
you,
saying
Grant.
There would be no way for you to phone it in because I would smash your ass. You
well,
would have
and
to keep going.
Somehow you always went before me and you were like, I got such and such. So then I had a number to aim for and I knew I was going to win. Okay, tell me, you mentioned something before we started
night,
the podcast that you wanted to talk about that I think is something that's going to be very fun for us to talk about.
Last night, your manager, Steven.
Shout out Steven Gordon Walker. Shout out Steven. Thank you for your work. Oh, there's going to be an announcement at the end of the podcast. Thank you, Steven, for working on this thing that we're going to talk about. Stick around for the end of the
I don't know what this announcement is, but I can tell you what Steven and I worked on last night.
Okay.
First of all, he bought me dinner from Kismet Rotisserie for my birthday.
That's so nice of him.
And that food comes with so many sauces that you would not believe.
Mm.
Some kind of chili oil, some kind of garlic, some kind of poppy seed dressing, hummus.
The beets in that salad, gorge.
We were scarfing the salad, scarfing the chicken. So good. We watched my favorite movie to watch in the fall, Mystic Pizza. Now, every year I rent it, $3.99.
Can you pitch me Mystic Pizza? Mystic Pizza in less than 20 seconds?
This is something I was talking about with Steven yesterday. Mystic Pizza is a film about three girls and nothing happens in the whole film. It starts and things happen, obviously. It's a series of like bangers of scenes, but it's basically just like three girls being three girls. That's the beginning of it and that's the end of it. And they're all so beautiful.
Thank you. Sold. I'm buying it on the spot.
And they all have their own problems and they all have their own. Anyway, speaking of buying it, this year I was like, I watch this every year. I rent it every year. I'm buying it this year. So I bought it.
Hell yeah.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Which actually, we'll get back to that because I do buy myself a birthday gift every year and I want to talk about it.
Okay.
I think you guys are going to think I'm fabulous.
This is Allie's birthday episode, so there's a good chance Al has all the topics. We'll let it rip. Stick around.
In the film, one of the three main girls is babysitting for this man who used to go to Yale and now he's a successful architect. I won't spoil what happens.
It's a 35-year-old film, is it not?
Yeah, but a lot of people haven't seen it, and I do encourage you to go watch it. It'll make you feel like fall, but it'll also like it's better than.
Okay, well, she already said she's a babysitter babysitting for a successful architect that went to Yale. Grant, what do you think happens? What do you think happens in the movie?
They fall in love.
The movie is a little more realistic than that. So what do you think actually happens?
He cheats on her.
Close enough. He cheats on his wife with her and then ultimately abandons her, which is sort of a reality of life. Anyway, there's a scene where she's like noticing him doing sketches on his little pad. And it reminded me to tell Steven something that my friend Andy and I declared many years ago, which is the top.
Yo, let's run it back. Yeah, run it back.
Something Andy and I declared.
Take your time.
I'm going to start over.
Yeah.
Andy and I declared many years ago, which is the definitive list of the top five hottest jobs any man could have.
And I knew Allie was coming with this. Grant, do you think you and I could guess what the top
five... We obviously know one of them is architect. And that's... And I don't know... Even if you're not attracted to men, you can agree that it's hot for a guy to be an architect for some reason. I think it's because of the glasses we associate with architecture.
I also think there's something hot about... You know that that's someone who can make a plan and finish it.
Oh, my God. And they be at their little desk with their pens. I actually don't even know what an architect does. But I mean, the gist. But I don't know what their day-to-day looks like. All I'm saying... is I picture a man with glasses and a big desk.
Who finishes stuff that he starts.
Who finishes what he starts.
For once.
Damn it.
For fucking once.
For fucking once.
Okay, so we know.
He's planning something and he's following through. Imagine that.
Here we go. The top five jobs for hottest guys. Guy jobs.
Why are you saying it like you've never said construction in an English sentence in your life?
What is it?
Top five hottest careers a guy can have.
Okay. The top five hottest careers a guy can have are as follows. We know that one of the five is architect, so we'll say architect. And then we think...
The top five hottest careers a guy can have are as follows. What do you think the second one is, Grant?
Fancy pastry chef for some reason.
Whoa.
Oh.
Like that one guy on TikTok who makes those chocolate sculptures.
Okay, yes. Cedric Gaulier, that's his name. No,
there's something about him. There's something about him.
Okay, so Grant and I are creating our top five careers for hot guys. Number one is architect. Number two is fancy pastry chef for some reason.
Top five hottest careers a guy can have are as follows. Gabe, what do you think is the third one?
I think athlete of some kind, but like...
Can you pick a sport?
I think NBA is hotter than NFL, or like baseball boys are, no offense, a little bit chubby sometimes.
Whoa! You can be hot and chubby though.
That's true, but if you're gonna have an athlete, you're looking for abs, I think.
Not necessarily. I've always found it fascinating how men get really fixated on men's abs, and I don't know a lot of women that are like, I want them to have abs.
Okay.
For women, well, it's more about behave and dar.
Of course, we've talked about behave and dar. I think it is architect and then a fancy pastry chef for some reason. Then I think it's NBA player and Grant.
The top five hottest careers a guy can have are as follows. Grant, can you say the fourth one?
The fourth one is... tattoo artist who fixes up an old car on the side and takes care of his dying mother.
So he's just giving backstory.
He's just giving
it. He's creating
this tattoo artist a really fighting chance.
So we've got architect and we've got fancy pastry chef for some reason, and we've got NBA player, and we've got
tattoo artist who takes care of his mom.
Takes care of his dying mother and also fixes a cool old car.
Okay. He's 6'4".
And I think
and he owns a home.
Yes. I think the last one has to be
top five hottest careers a guy can have.
I think the last one has to be children's brain surgeon or something. Like
totally.
Like you're fixing the brains of little babies. We've got architect and fancy pastry chef for some reason, and we've got NBA player and guy who fixes up cars and is a tattoo artist and also takes care of his dying mother and also a children's neurosurgeon, and those are the hottest jobs a guy can have.
Five golden rings.
Okay.
That was what that was.
How did we do, first of all?
One architect, one pastry chef, one... These are the hottest guys in the world. Okay, now...
I can't wait for Christmas.
I'd like to... honestly, same. I'd like to specify that these guys at these jobs aren't necessarily hot. These are just jobs that make a guy hotter. Because behavendar is really the most important thing. And I'm not
for
saying
For anyone
that,
who's new, can you explain behavendar?
Like,
first of all, the full sentence, the full phrase is how they behave and are.
What we believe makes a person the most attractive actually has nothing to do with outward anything. It's kind of how they behave and are. It's like their energy and how they're moving through the world.
Fuck
and
your
so
title. Fuck your abs.
You could be
how you behave and are. How they behave and are.
You could be kind of ugly.
Yep.
Not super ugly, but you could be kind of ugly. You could have no job at all. You could be anything opposite of what people think is hot.
Well, not and no job you, at all.
Well, yeah, I might be attracted to that person, but I can't hitch my wagon to that.
We're not hitching anybody's wagons to the unemployed.
Careful now.
I know. Says a guy. Yep.
I'm just saying how you behave and are is the most important thing.
100%. How you behave and are. Circling back to top five.
You guys were close. I'll tell you the definitive list. As written by two women who date men, so
sweet.
There's something there. Architect's number one.
Architect. Okay, are these in order?
No.
Okay.
There would be no way to do that.
Architect.
Pediatrician, which you kind of got, which is like doctor. Doctor's hot, but doctor who's good with kids, double hot.
Yeah.
Basically, being good with kids is hot.
Yeah. So architect for a children's hospital.
Yeah.
Pediatrician.
For children. Soccer player. Coaches a kids soccer team on the side.
Okay, soccer player. Soccer players are, well, here's, okay, let me ask you this. So I know that we like soccer player, but if I say American soccer player as hot, I think part of the factor is the Euro factor. The fact that they're
European.
Or
Latin or anything.
Right, like, but I mean so the fact many, that they're not American.
There's so many.
If you're an American soccer player, is that as hot as an American NBA player? Like if we're talking about David Beckham, like hot other guy from other part of the world, that has
Game
a hot.
Only knows one soccer player. Literally only know one. Well,
I was going to say Lionel Messi, but
Messi.
He's playing in Miami now, so whatever. But
yeah, I think
part of it is that
accent helps.
That's what
I mean.
Of course,
but I do think there's something about soccer player that just works. But I'll take it back to the council. The question of American soccer player versus American NBA player. The one thing that the NBA has going for them is the outfits.
That's what I'm saying.
Not the outfits on stage.
That's what I'm saying.
The outfits backstage.
No, I totally get it. We're not talking about the costumes.
No, the costumes are kind of...
No, the costumes are bad.
If I'm being honest.
Hey, the NBA...
Soccer costumes are way cuter than basketball costumes.
Hey, NBA, your costumes are bad. You need a new costume designer for your costumes.
I'd like it to have a bit of a sleeve.
And also, why does everyone from every cast have the same costume?
It's horrendous.
Let's have a different...
I'd like it to have a bit of a sleeve and a shorter short. I can't imagine that's going to mess with the way they ball.
No, it might... Oh, boy.
It might make them ball even like, Mike will see their balls.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Happy birthday. You really got it. You really got it. We'll okay. let that one rock on the birthday.
Number four, drummer, comma, employed.
Oh, yeah. Employed drummer?
Like, yeah. I called Andy this morning to verify with her what the list was.
Yeah.
And when she said drummer, she was like, drummer who, like, works and makes money drumming.
Yeah. Like our friend Gabe, who listens to the pod.
Totally. And he's a total hottie.
Total hottie.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, Gabe.
He is drummer, comma, employed.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be drummer, parentheses, employed?
Oh, yeah. If you want to.
Unless you're saying, like, you are Gibbs, comma, Grant, you know? And so, and implying you're that you're Grant Gibbs.
Employed drummer.
Yeah.
Drummer, comma, employed. That's so dumb.
Last one, carpenter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is kind of like Grant's pastry chef one.
Yeah, carpenter.
Building something with his hands.
Oh, my gosh. A maker?
I mean,
it's art, but it's also physically demanding.
I was just presented something.
You have to have a strength to it.
I was just presented something at work, which is irrelevant to what I'm about to say. Which
also,
is
Jesus, carpenter.
And no one's hotter than Jesus.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Spirit, lead me with my drum. Has a beard, likely tall. Nice to kids all the time. Cares about his community and his mom.
And will die for you, literally.
He would die for you, literally.
Wait, I have a good chorus.
Okay.
Take it away.
Jesus probably had abs.
Yeah, he did, cause he lived in the era where everyone was walking and eating Mediterranean food. So Jesus probably had abs.
And one of the top five hottest jobs a guy can have.
And one of the top five hottest jobs a guy can have.
R.I.P. Jesus, you would have loved this one.
R.I.P.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. But you said what you said, and we had to write a song about Jesus having abs. He does in a lot of the depictions. Why are they doing that? Why are they doing that in the paintings? Why did they make him have abs in the paintings?
I think that the church, derogatory, has made things sexually charged that they did not need to make sexually charged.
Of course, of course, of course. But why are we doing abs? That's not the point of it. That's not the point of the story.
That's not the point of the story. But you know what? Maybe that's why men are all so secretly obsessed with abs. It's because it's
a spiritual connection? Yeah.
You've got some weird trauma having to do with the big man himself.
Yeah, because we're all told to be better and be more like Jesus, and then the photo they put in front of us is abs.
And then
so
you're
no
like,
wonder we're all trying to take beta blockers and really get ripped.
I like that the insinuation.
Wait, what does beta blockers have to do?
I don't know. It's just top of mind.
Gabe's beta blockers top of mind because I said to him on the phone this morning before we got here that I wish I had some beta blockers.
I was just trying to think of a bro-y substance.
I like
substance.
That your insinuation when you talk about depictions of Jesus is that he's like shirtless in the photos.
He is shirtless in a lot of those photos.
When is he shirtless?
On the cross. He's shirtless on the cross in all of them. What do you want me to say? That's just the facts.
I just want to formally apologize to our parents for this last 4 minutes.
No, I understand, but I'm saying we're not doing like his school photo. It's always him. It's always him.
It's not him in a tie.
No, it's him in his most pinnacle work.
His big one.
His big show.
The finale.
Yeah. Always shirtless. Always abs.
We're going to get smited.
No, because we're talking about a Jesus who didn't exist, which was the white Jesus that looked like Fabio.
Yeah. We don't mean real Jesus. We don't mean white Jesus. We mean white Jesus.
He didn't exist. He was not there. That one didn't exist.
We're
okay.
We're allowed to make fun of white Jesus.
Yeah, because that's a fictional character created by the Swedish
really annoying white people
church. So. Yeah. Okay, continue on. You were saying your top five, which was leading you down the path.
Oh, seeing that man be an architect in that scene where he's about to cheat on his wife with his babysitter. You like him in the movie anyway, which is so sickening.
Tough.
But it's so 80s. You're like, you were rooting for them. And then his wife comes home and you're like, that evil wife, why'd she come home?
Yeah.
You know?
Why did she give them more time to fook?
To mess around and like they're supposed to be together and they're not supposed to be together. She's 18 and he's 35.
Not good. Hey, hey, listen. We want to make a stance here on this podcast right now that we don't like that.
We understand it's legal.
We don't like that. We don't like that one.
Forbidden.
Dane Cook.
We don't like that one, whoever made Mystic Pizza, even though I love your work.
Thank you. Okay.
I just wanted to bring that up to you guys in case any of you were thinking about switching careers.
Yeah.
And you're wanting to be appealing to the masses.
Well, I'm trying to think of how I could pivot into one of those. The closest I could maybe do...
Carpenter.
Yeah, maybe carpenter.
Gabe built my dining room table, which,
that's
by
true.
The way,
Grant,
it's wobbling.
In the list of top five, what do you think you have the closest? What could you get to quickest to be in the top five
get
hottest
to
guys?
Quickest?
Yeah. What job?
What were they again?
Architect,
mm-hmm.
Soccer player, carpenter.
That was
pediatrician.
Was in, oh, in the actual
no, in
one.
Alleys. Pediatrician.
Wait, start from the beginning again.
Architect. Soccer player, pediatrician. Carpenter, drummer employed.
Drummer, comma, employed. Gibbs, comma, Grant.
I mean, the quickest one, probably
realistically.
Carpenter. But
Yeah.
Because
you
don't have to be good to be considered a carpenter.
That's true. That's true.
But the other ones take years.
So do
and
we
years
need to say carpenter
years
parentheses
I really
employed?
Think you could.
Do we need to say carpenter parentheses employed?
Carpenter parentheses lucrative.
Lucrative.
Yeah.
Drummer, comma, employed. Carpenter parentheses lucrative. Yeah. So I think I agree. Maybe you and I could start a carpentry business on the side
called Brothers.
Called Brothers Carpenter.
I was just
tables
about to say
called
Brothers Wood.
No.
Can I stop myself?
Brothers Wood is probably already a website for us. Oh boy.
Brothers Wood. You guys should start a spinoff podcast called Brothers Wood.
No, Brothers Wood. Talk about parentheses lucrative. That could be really putting us in a new tax bracket. Brothers, comma, parentheses lucrative.
What
comma
about Brothers Wood? WOLU. Hold on.
WOLU. Brothers
somebody
Wood Willow. We have
somebody
to move
spell
forward.
It.
We have to move forward.
Okay,
can you
what
tell
do you
can
say
you give everyone your speech about the gift that you get yourself every year for your birthday?
It's the
most relatable piece of content we could possibly put out into the world. Al,
well, it makes me sound really like bougie, which I am in my spirit, but not in my finances.
I get it.
But every year for my birthday for the last now 5 years, I buy myself something with diamonds. Because I realized many years ago that buying yourself something with diamonds, if you buy vintage like on eBay or on the RealReal, not actually that expensive. And there's nothing more euphoric than providing your own self with fine jewelry. And my plan is to buy a diamond or a small something, fine jewelry, every year until I die. So by the time I'm an old lady, I'm iced all the way out.
Fire.
I'm iced. I walk into the room and she's dripping, bro. How? I did it on my own. I did it myself. And then I'm gonna give away my jewels. Another year, another diamond for myself. They're forever, you see. So I keep investing in those. They actually accrue value when you think about it. So it's only upsides to this. Diamonds are forever.
A diamond for forever.
I wear them on my fingers and wrists.
Diamonds are forever.
And now my ears, 'cause I got got earrings this year.
Did you? Are you wearing them?
Yeah. Sick. They're little safety pins.
Fun for safety.
For safety, because I really value safety.
Yeah, this year we're valuing
They're
safety.
They're little tiny safety pins, and the top of the latching part of the safety pin has
diamonds. Okay, I would like for us to do the next part of the podcast, which is this. We've been asking you guys to send
Wait,
in
Wait, don't
voicemails.
You have a topic? And aren't you going to write a haiku about what I said?
Oh, ask me to write a haiku. You're right. We're going to skip my topic, though.
Write a haiku about what I said.
About?
The jobs.
Okay. Who cares about abs? You better be a doctor, because that's the hottest. Who cares about abs? You better be a doctor, because that's the hottest. Are you syllable checking me?
Yeah.
I did it to you last week, so fair.
Good job.
Who cares about abs? Like you better be a doctor, because that's the hottest. Oh, well, that's just because you don't like me talking.
No. I just felt like you got to the end of your syllables and you just kept
adding.
Well,
now I'm mad at you and stay on your cushion. Okay. And you stay on your cushion.
I'll stay on my cushion.
Okay.
Even though it's my birthday.
It is your birthday.
/ in a few days.
Okay. So we have been asking you to send us in voice memos so we can solve problems that you're having through the power of music. This one is one of our first international solves, which is going to be very exciting.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going global.
This comes in from our friend Carly. And it's a tricky problem. And I'm very honored that Carly came to us to help solve this problem. Are we ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Hi, Carly.
This is from Carly. Not iCarly, just Carly.
I said hi, Carly.
No, I know, but just clarifying for the listener.
Ben's, my name's Carly. I'm from London. That's kind of where my question is going, but we'll get to that. Love the pod. Would say some of my favorite songs of all time have come from this pod. Now, I'm not just talking New Rule. Of course, it's a classic. I'm not just talking Robots Are About to Take Over the World, open bracket, and we love that, close bracket. I actually think my curveball favorite is How Long Do the Moon Go? I can't stop singing it. I feel like it's going to go down with the likes of Gaga. Now, my problem is accent-based. I just feel like you need to get a jump start on Americans doing what you would call the British accent. I'm going to call it English because we all know that's what it is. I can't hear the terrible Oliver Twist style accent anymore. That's not what we sound like. Now, I know you don't have great role models, you know, for example, Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins. He's not giving it to you, but we just, the elegantness has got to go. And if you say that's what this voice note sounds like, I will lose it. And I just really hope that through the power of beautiful music, you can start the ball rolling on ending this crisis. And I thank you so much for it. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh my gosh. To fix the obnoxiousness of Americans is a massive
task. It's a massive task. So,
By the way, Carly, I love you and I'm coming to London. Actually, when this airs, I will be in London. Hit me up.
Hit me up in the DMs,
Let's
Carly.
Hang out.
This is like a big ask for us to try to fix the American understanding of the British accent. Because I understand what she's saying, that she doesn't want, in her words, the hello, governor thing to be happening anymore. So, are you ready? You need me to?
I don't know if I have a solution. That's not quite violent.
Oh, I would not recommend. I think the solution should probably be oriented towards how do we...
So you don't think we should make an example of Dick Van Dyke?
No, he's so old.
He shouldn't be punished for his sins.
No.
Okay, so we won't write a song about killing Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, of all the things to punish someone from that generation for doing in the 40s and 50s, we're going to punish Dick Van Dyke
for his crass imitation of British people.
British accent.
You're right.
Hello, governor.
I'm sure he was horrible in other ways.
Gosh.
Not provable. He seems like a nice guy.
Allegedly.
I know nothing about Dick Van Dyke. I'm sure he's wonderful.
I think
you've got to solve.
The only way to make this work is to convince Americans that that accent makes you ugly, or that accent makes you racist, or that accent makes you impossible to be around.
So they'll get better at it for fear of social ostracization.
Yes, that's the only way to do it, because Americans are really driven by wanting to be successful on the internet and wanting to be accepted in all the social settings they're in. So we need to give them the opportunity to do a better job.
By threatening them.
Yes, yes.
Let's threaten the Americans.
Threaten the Americans. You will get canceled if you do a bad British accent.
Especially those online. You should watch your back.
Say whatever you want about politics, but if you say
"El Governor,"
it's over.
You could get canceled if you do a British accent, especially the ones online. You better watch your back.
If you, we should create a force, a British accent force, a patrol that scours the internet for people doing bad British accents.
For instance, "Please, sir, can I have some more?"
Straight to jail. You're going to jail. We're putting you in jail. If I hear, "Hello, do you have shrimp and biscuits for me to eat? I'd love a little bit of that." You're going straight to jail. We'll
or
put you in jail.
Say, if you say, "Pip, pip, cheerio."
If we hear a cheerio, then you are getting canceled straight away. Straight to jail, straight to jail. If we hear anything like that,
straight to internet.
We only want to hear Julie Andrews style accents, or David Beckham style accents, or our new friend Carly, who kind of sounds like Adele to me, if I'm honest. She sort of talks like Adele, the way I think Adele talks. You know what I mean?
I think Adele matters the most.
Agree. Adele and Carly and David Beckham and Julie Andrews are the only options, because if we hear, "All right, hey, yeah, well, let's eat that, water bottle," we're gonna send you straight to jail, straight to jail. So Carly, I know at the beginning I didn't give a clear answer. It was because I was sort of finding my way into the solve, but we found it. Straight to jail, straight to jail, straight to jail,
straight to jail,
straight to jail.
I have another
straight
idea.
To jail, straight to jail.
We could see if the United Kingdom and the United States want to join forces to be sort of like one governmental party.
Yeah, because that worked before when we spread the British regime across the world. That worked before. It was famously a really good thing for us to do. And America spreading its tentacles across the world is always a good idea. So
perhaps we should
maybe
just we'll ask.
Just ask. See if maybe we could just ask people to stop. But if we create a huge conglomerate of the United States and the United Kingdom, all they'll be doing is sending people straight to jail, straight to jail. That's what they'll be doing if we create a government. It's all straight to jail.
For being a woman or being someone different than
straight to jail, straight to jail. So maybe
we'll.
That's what I'm saying. Straight to jail, straight to jail. And even this song we're writing will get us straight to jail, straight to jail.
For speaking out against the UK US regime.
Straight to jail. So a tricky situation.
We have to cut that last part in
and
case
really,
it comes true.
No, I just think, Carly, we agree.
We agree.
The problem is, I think as an American,
it's egregious.
It's you. you experience a level of joy when you say pip pip da doodly doo.
Pip pip da doodly doo.
I don't know, that other people can't experience. I don't know what it is, but I agree, Carly. We will work to try to combat this.
The two of us.
We're sorry that we sort of created a new government in the process of trying to solve.
We messed up. We messed up.
Yeah. Geopolitics, it's like global politics is not something that we're good at on this podcast. We are a STEM podcast. We are
a political podcast.
But when we start talking about world politics, we sort of stumble into creating our own super government.
And you know what's a little bit alarming is, without going too much into it, I don't think the guys in charge are doing a great job, but I'm not sure you and I...
In charge of what?
The world.
Oh.
But I'm not sure you and I would do much better.
I think we wouldn't.
But we would lead with kindness.
Yeah. I'm just checking, and to be honest, you're on my cushion. You've broken across the half, and I just want to say it's not ideal.
Give me my pillow.
Yeah, give me my pillow.
No, give me my pillow.
Now separate. Carly, thank you for sending that in. We do...
Carly, I love you. Let's hang out next week.
We can start commenting on bad accents and saying straight to jail. I think that's fair to do.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Okay, great. Al, I think the time has come where I just want to say happy birthday to you. I'm so glad you've made it this far in your life. Grant and I are really honored. I'm more honored to be on this podcast with you than Grant is. Just to be clear, I'm way more honored. So glad to know you, and it's so much fun. And unrelated to that sort of compliment waterfall, it's time to rank the brothers.
I know, which is crazy because you'd think that you'd want me to be happy with you.
Okay, well then here.
The top.
Do you want to try again? Do you want me to give you an easy?
No. Okay. It's over.
Okay.
The top brother this week is actually Gabe.
Yes.
Largely, what's going on? Totally.
That's what it sounds like when Gabe falls down the stairs.
Whoa!
That's why. No, Gabe's the top brother because yesterday I was really sad and I called Gabe and he was nice. I'll say that much.
Yeah. We're not getting into specifics. It was a bummer day, and if we get into specifics, it'll be bad.
Can you write a jingle? It's time for...
Yeah.
It's okay, time so, for...
Yeah.
It's time for Grant's Notebook. Just supposed to be quick like that.
Oh. Sorry, you want to try it again? Yeah. Here we go. Let me do better.
Ready? It's time for Grant's Notebook.
Actually an amazing note. What note did he hit?
Yeah. That's pretty good. It's an A flat.
He said, well, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Grant's
okay.
Notebook. Yeah.
I mean,
amazing.
That's pretty good.
Good job. Okay.
He was kind of up in the rafters.
This is our new segment where we check in with Grant's Notebook.
Here's what I have written down for today. My ingrown toenail super really hurts.
You have an ingrown toenail?
No. What's funny about Grant is he literally always has an ingrown toenail. Like
I do. I have chronic. I have.
With the reverb on? With the reverb on?
My big toes curl in too much.
with the reverb on is so diabolical. It's so brutal.
My big toes, both of my big toes curl in too much.
Yeah.
So all four sides of them are chronically ingrown. I've
been getting them things.
I have two, sorry, three of the four sides have been chemically altered to not grow back.
What about the fourth?
So the fourth one I've yet to get done. So my right toenail, my right toenail's super skinny. It looks super weird. My right big toenail's super skinny because both sides have been chemically altered. Super skinny toenail. And the left one has the fucking bitch ass left part of it still gets ingrown.
If you had to name your right toenail and your left toenail, which one was Kiki and which one was Booba?
Right toenail was Los Angeles Queen. Left toenail's
Booba.
Booba.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Skinny toenails, Kiki, and Lemon. Fat toenails, Booba. Fat ingrown toenails, Booba.
Thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Mom Said. We're so glad you guys listened. Please share this with your friends. We have a couple fun guests coming down the pipeline.
You said we have super fun guests coming. You guys are going to love it. Thank you for sticking with us and loving us, and we love you.
And we love
back.
You.
And you had an announcement.
I have an announcement. Well, first of all,
I'm genuinely curious because I don't know what it is.
Well, first of all, the P.O. box has a different address. Please look in our descriptions for that.
If you have anything to send Grant, because people love sending Grant stuff.
People love sending Grant stuff.
We'll give you the new address.
The new address is posted. Also, I'm coming out with a special in a couple of weeks. We're going to announce the special release, but I have a special,
oh my gosh,
look out for that. We taped it earlier this year. And it is finished, and it is ready, and it has found a platform that wants to host it, which is very exciting.
Proud?
I feel very proud. We'll talk more about it on another episode.
Okay. Yay.
But thank you so much for listening.
Guys.
We're so glad that you come and listen to this crazy-ass show.
Talk to you later.
And to our younger listeners.
Yeah. We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Why did you sing over me?